Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's up, y'all? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Feels so good to be alive. I feel so good. I feel so blessed to be here with you guys tonight. I'm just going to share a little something before we get started. And I'm just grateful. I'm going to play a song. This is Jesus, the Light of the World, and this is from my project entitled Spread Love This Christmas. I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright. Musically, I go by G. Wright. I hope you guys enjoy this song and like the song. This is Jesus, the Light of the World. The Light of the World.
Jesus, the light of the world. We walk in the light, just for light. Somewhere we see the mercy of God. Shining all around us, day and night. Jesus, the light of the world.
All the world
worshiping wherever you are, guys. right, yeah. Because the message, to walk in the light, beautiful light. You know, guys, I hope you guys are doing well tonight, because I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright, and it's so good to be here in your presence tonight. Yes, it is. For those of you who know me, I look at where I was last year, and I look at what's going on right now, and time my regards to a friend of mine and two friends of mine who just lost a mother and an aunt. So I send my love out to them. They know who they are. While they might have announced some things I'm not going to announce right here, they've already announced on Facebook. So I'm not going to say your names down, but if you're looking, I'm sending my love and my prayers and condolences to you and your family. You know, indeed, guys, this is like the a year ago, my mom was here. And so people ask me, how are you doing? And I say, as good as I can be. But everything takes time. It takes time to adjust, right? But tonight, guys, I'm going to give this message to you. I called it a dream. One of my spiritual aunties called it a vision. But I'll be coming out of Luke chapter 3. And I know we're going to go into the season of Advent and everything, and I'm going to share this message with you guys. Now, the title of this message is entitled, What Do We Do Then? What do we do then? That's the question. That's the question. So I'm coming out of Luke chapter 3, and I'm going to scurry back to Luke chapter 2 for some hope to encourage you along the way. But I had this dream, this vision, right? First of all, let me pray. Lord, I pray that you'll bless this time today, this time this evening. Bless this message. Bless those who are listening. They will have ears to hear what you are saying to your people, to me, to us this evening. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Yeah, I took your hat off. All right. All right, what's going on, Marlon? Jude, dude is in the house. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. So, guys, I had this message, this dream, this vision, and there was a man, and he represented someone that I guess I was supposed to trust. I'm going to call him the Pied Piper, okay? I'm going to refer to him as the Pied Piper, right? So he said some things about a relative who had passed or who was about to pass. And I'm like, this is not right. You know, and it was crazy, right? But I was following this guy, and there were several of us following this guy, right? And he was not godly. There's some things he was talking about doing, and he was not godly. And I was like, what did he just say? I asked him, what did he just say? But they didn't say anything. And then we're walking here, we're walking there. The crowd was getting bigger. There was like a group of us, like 10, 15 of us just going. I don't know what we're looking for. I just follow him, you know. And then he I went by my grandmother's house, my grandmother Wright's house, and went in there, got some food I needed for my journey. We're traveling. We travel neighborhoods. Eventually, we got to the shady location, a group of us. Then he pulled out a contract, right? This is my dream, my vision. He put out a contract and wanted us to sign it. And I was like, huh? Where's this coming from? So the guy was saying, like, we got to do this, you got to do that. And trust me, we got some work. We have a lot of work to do. Here is a pen. Let's go ahead and sign. I'm like, what? And I woke up hearing myself say, don't sign it. Because I was telling the people in the dream and my vision, don't sign the contract. What are you talking about? A contract and we have to give away our rights and we have to do this and we have to do that and we have work to do and here's a contract. I'm going to get this part of this share. I'm like, huh? And people were just getting ready to sign. And as I woke up, I heard, and I was saying, don't sign it. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy, guys? I'm like, don't sign it. And this is what I got. I was instructed, go to Luke chapter 3, verse 10. When I go to Luke chapter 3, verse 10, it says this. It says, what should we do then? The crowd asked. And I don't know about you, but when you look at scripture, you feel led to go to scripture. Sometimes it's good to go a couple of scriptures ahead and a couple of scriptures behind it to see what is going on in the scripture. And guys, I went a couple of verses up, and it says in Luke chapter 3, verse 7, John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children of Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees. And every tree that does not produce good fruit, he will be cut down and thrown into the fire. The question tonight is this. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none. And the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money. And don't accuse people falsely. Be content your pay. What I got from this is do unto others as you have them do unto you. You know, and like I said, when I went back, what should we do then? Verse 8, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. I'm going to tell you guys this. I'm sorry about that. So in keeping with, what is that? Okay. That's great. What's going on? All right. Lord. So that's Luke chapter 3, right? So, but I opened up my Bible to Luke chapter 2, and I said, went to 10. And it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, it says, and then we go, I have to go, I'm going to go back a few. Verse 8, it says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Let me tell you this. When I opened my Bible up, the Lord led me to Luke chapter 3, verse 10. When I opened my Bible up, it opened up to Luke chapter 2, and I read this verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Let me tell you this, tonight. When I had that, may the Lord have blessed you to the reading of his word. When I had that vision and God was saying, don't sign it, what was he saying? He was saying, don't sign it with your tears. Don't sign it with your fears, heartache, words of anger, disappointment, actions, aligning yourself with the thief and giving away blessings that are intended to bless you. The Lord showed me, he came. I came to myself like, what's going on here? He represented himself as a friend, but intended to have my inheritance. Wake up. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I call this the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper. He was like the Pied Piper. And the question is, what should we do then? You see, sometimes, guys, we are led by our emotions. We're led by not looking at the person's fruit, but this from this place of trust, from this place of I'm going to trust this person with my goods. I'm going to trust them with my wealth. I'm going to trust them with my inheritance. Because see, in the vision, this Pied Piper was saying, I need you to sign this contract. We have work to do. I have work for you to do. We have work to do. Now, I'm going to receive your inheritance. And that's what the contract was. It's like, don't sign it. Don't sign it. What I've got from that is repent. Now, first point tonight, repent. You see, we were led astray by what the person was saying in my vision, in my dream. We were led astray. Repent. And, you know, and it goes back to like Luke chapter 3, verse 8, which says, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. You know, listen to this. Repent. You see, when you are headed in the wrong direction, right, you've got to stop, listen, and regroup. You got to stop, listen, and regroup. Have you ever been on a voyage or so, and you're going somewhere, and you're trying to get to this place, and you're wondering, how do I get to this place, and you realize, oh, I'm going in the wrong direction. Do you keep going in the wrong direction? No. You stop. When you realize, you stop. You listen. Listen to God. Listen. And regroup. You have to be willing to change the course of your direction. You know, the thing about that and that vision, that dream I had, I could have kept going. I could have signed. But I literally woke up saying, looking at them saying, don't sign it. I literally woke up saying, don't sign it. Sign what? Don't give away your inheritance. Sometimes, guys, the things that come out of our mouths go right against those things that the Lord has promised us. So we're saying, Lord, you promised us this, but you're speaking this. You're doing this. This is going against what God is trying to do in your life. So signing it. We sometimes sign that contract with the devil. We sometimes sign that contract with the enemy by our words. We're praying, Lord, please do this in my life. But then we speak against it. God can't do this. It's hard for me. I'm not going to ever be. So we're speaking against. Don't sign the contract because of bitter root judgment, unforgiveness. You know, one thing about it, guys, you know, one of the things my mom had put in my heart was this, just live. Just live. You know, guys, you know, too many of us have held on to things that we've held. And sometimes it's a process, right? Holding on to things, holding bitterness in our hearts, holding unforgiveness in our hearts. We cannot see what God's trying to do because we're not forgiving. We're not letting go. Forgive so you can be forgiven. It's for you. If you need help forgiving, Lord, help me to forgive. But listen, everyone deserves grace. But everyone doesn't deserve a front seat in my life. But everyone deserves grace. When you let them, you forgive them. You let them do who they be, who they're going to be, and do what they're going to do, and you keep on living your life. But not out of heartache or anger or malice. See, your fruit, our fruit, your walk, my walk, your talk, our talk should align with our repentance. Lord, what are we, Lord, forgive me. It should line up with that. You see, your fruit should show there is change. You know, one thing I'm going to tell you this. I've never said I'm perfect. I will never say that. I will never, ever, ever, ever say I'm perfect. Strive to do the best I can do and be the best person I can be, but I am not perfect. There's only one who's perfect. But I strive to love my neighbor as I love myself and to do unto others as I have them do unto me. But most, more than that, serve, love, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, might, with everything. Love him. That's the first thing. But this whole thing, that vision is like, I came to. It's like, here's this Pied Piper, and people were just following. We're just following him until he came up with the contract. What is this contract? What is this? What's going on, Mitzka? You know, so what should we do then? With all this information that we have, what should we do? What should we do then? You know, and that's the thing. You know, so first point, repent. You know, two, second point, it's on you. One of the things that John the Baptist said in Luke chapter 3, he said something like, he said, you brood of vipers. John said in verse 7, John said to crowds coming out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruits in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. You know, sometimes, guys, I want you guys to understand, those who are coming through and listening tonight, that it doesn't matter about your mother, your father, your sister, brother, and their relationship with God. It's about your relationship with God. You know, you're not going to be able to get to heaven on your mom's coattail or your father's coattail or your grandparents or your great-grandparents. At preachers on both sides, evangelists on both sides, musicians on both sides. I can't get into heaven based on what they have done. It's on me, my part. It's on me to say, yes, Lord, and for me to do what God has called me to do. You see, your parents' life cannot be what saves you. It can't. Your parents' life can't. They can't save you. You have your own relationship with the Lord. It's very, very important that we get to a place where we're saying, you know, okay, your parents might be great. They might be evangelists and be, and might fly here and fly there and might be seen on TV weekly. But your relationship with God is what matters. Your relationship with God, your personal relationship. You know, that's what it's about. Your personal relationship with God. It's on you. First point tonight, repent. Second point, it's on you. You see, it's not about our parents. The question is, the question we're going to hear is, I don't want to hear him say, do I know you? I don't know you. Do I know you? No, I don't want to go through this, preach the gospel, sing the gospel, do our best to live the gospel, and get to heaven and hear Jesus say, do I know you? No, you have to have your own relationship with the Lord for yourself. For yourself. In that dream and that vision, I had the opportunity to say, you know, no, it doesn't sound right. So that person represents someone to trust. But they were not fully being transparent and honest. You know, it's like, this is not right. And when you realize that something's not right, it's time for you to say, let me fix this. Lord, help me to fix this so I can do what it is that you've called me to do. You see, the choice is yours today. The choice is yours today. It's not about, you know, like the song, The Winers. Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please take my hand? I said I would, but tomorrow. You know, tomorrow. You know. Not tomorrow. What about today? What about right now? You see, the choice is yours to make today. Now, listen, guys, I could have signed that contract in my dream. And the person wanted that inheritance. That Pied Piper wanted us to sign away our inheritance. And I saw people with the pens. It's like all of a sudden, all these pens came out of nowhere, and they're about to sign. Like, nope, I'm not signing this. First point, repent. Second point, it's on you. Third point, get aligned with God. Get aligned with God. If you're saying, Lord, I don't know what you call me to do. How do I know? Inherently, do you believe that we know when something is right and we know when something is wrong? And sometimes we ignore the red lights, the signs. Am I the only one? So if you know it's not right, do we keep on doing it? Get aligned with God. What is God saying to you about your life? It's not about what God's saying to someone else. What is God saying to you? So your spiritual journey is not about, well, this person said this. No, it's about your relationship with God for yourself. Hey, miss you too, my brother, my big brother Ben is on. Welcome back, Ben. Welcome back. Thank you, Auntie Waddles. Repent. It's on you. Get in line with God. Thank you, Auntie Waddles. Auntie Waddles is on it tonight. If I had a clapping hand thing, I would send a clapping hand thing. This is, thank you, Auntie Waddles. You know, what's up, Ben? You know, welcome back. But get in line with God. And what I said, Ben, was about this vision I had last night. It was like a Pied Piper, and the Pied Piper was, we're just going all over the place. I had to go by my grandmother's, the grandmother's to get something. I saw one of my cousins would pass. I went and got some food. I'm on this journey. You know, we were going from neighborhood, ended up being about 15 of us. Then it ended up being a shady thing. And then it's like, oh, this man, I golly. And then it went to some other stuff. And then next thing you know, he was like, I need you to sign this contract. I'm like, what contract is this? Oh, yeah, we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. I need you to sign this contract. And it was my inheritance. It's your inheritance. You know, you're going to sign part of your inheritance. And I was telling people, don't sign it. It doesn't sound right. Don't sign it. And I woke up to don't sign it. I was speaking it. Don't sign it. God led me to Luke chapter 3. Check that out. Verse 10. What should we do then? But I opened up my Bible to Luke chapter 2. So I looked at 10, Luke chapter 2, verse 10, and it said, today in the town of David, it said, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. You know, this part right here, I'm on part 3. Get aligned with God. Cancel the contract with the thief. That Pied Piper represents like the devil, an angel of darkness disguised as an angel of light. You know, and it sounded good. It seemed like it was, God, it sounded good and everything like that. But what God had placed in my heart, too, was that sometimes, guys, we sign a contract with the devil when we don't forgive people. When we choose to do wrong to people, when we choose to make bitter root judgments, I'll never forgive that person. I will never do that. If you're making a legal contract out of your mouth, in your heart, you're making a contract with the devil. So when you speak your words, guys, we say, sometimes we're speaking against the very same things that we've been praying that God would do because we don't want to get out of our comfort zones. So sometimes we sign that contract with the words of our mouths, with the lips, teeth, and tongue, the things we speak. We're signing that contract that goes against what God is trying to do in our lives. So cancel the contract with the thief, with the Pied Piper, with the devil. Bitterroot judgment, words spoken out of anger, disappointment, hurt. When you say, I will never, and then you just wonder what happens, and you can say somebody's name, and you know, it's like, oh, I feel that feeling. You said that person's name, I will never, you know, Lord, help me to let go of hurt and pain so I'm not holding on to these things that can keep me from doing what you called me to do. I'm not going to to sign a contract with my words. I'm not going to sign and speak evil against my brother and my sister. I'm not going to do that. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I will repay. And I do believe that what you put out comes back. You reap what you sow. I believe that. But bitter root judgment. How many of you guys have dealt with that? I will never forgive this person for that. I will never forgive that person for this. God's like, don't sign the contract. Don't give away your inheritance. Auntie Waters says, you have what you ask. A negative contract always brings negative results. A positive contract brings positive results. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Waddles. And also, who you align with. What you align with. Who you align yourself with. This Piper, I knew it was like a contract with my inheritances. This is my inheritance. You're going to sign this contract over. We're going to work together. This Piper was saying all these different things. Then once I realized, oh, this is not right. You know, listen, sometimes, guys, our words and actions bind up what God wants to do in our lives. So sometimes we're saying, Lord, I'm wanting that miracle. I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. You know, I expect this. I want this. I desire this. But then we start speaking negatively. You know, that's never going to happen to me. Then we believe that stuff, and then we take that stuff then. Then we sign a contract. Then we come in so full of anger, so full of darkness, instead of being full of light, saying, Lord, have your way in my life. Use me, Lord. I want to tell you guys this. So I don't know if it's making any sense to you tonight, what I'm sharing with you. But I'm going to tell you this. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Fourth point tonight is this. Do not be afraid. So first point, repent. Second point, it's on you. Third point, get aligned with God. Fourth point, do not be afraid. Afraid of what? It could be change. Whatever it is, that fear that might keep you. You know, and it takes me to when I go back to Luke chapter 2, you might be going through some things and you might experience, here, let's say this. These wise men, they were minding their business. Their shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I will bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. What does this have to do? You know, back in Luke chapter 3, when John was saying that produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, but I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up. Keep on going on to verse 10. What should we do then? When I woke up, it was like, what should I do then? I woke up saying, don't sign it. Don't sign it. You're being deceived. Don't sign it. Don't give away your inheritance. Don't give away what God has created you to do. Don't give away your gifts for fame, for fortune, for expectation. Don't give away what God has given you and give your goods around and from around along around swine, people who don't respect those things. Don't do that. So it's fun for me to wake up from that. What do I do then to this verse 10 where it says, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Ha! You might be going through something right now. You might be saying, Lord, I got off track. I can't believe I'm here at this place. And then my dream is, that vision is like, oh, you want me to sign away my inheritance? Don't sign it. And I'm waking up saying, don't sign it. Now I'm opening up my Bible to do not be afraid. I'll bring good news of great joy that will be for all the people. So I said, Lord, what did I do? And he said, go to Luke chapter 3, verse 10. What should we do then? Repent. It's on you. Get in line with God. Do not be afraid. So in that moment, in my waking up, it's like you experience this vision, this dream, to help remind me that when God shows up in your life, do not be afraid. When God shows up, you might feel like this is the worst time in my life. But when God shows up, you might be feeling like, Lord, how many people have I lost in this past 3 years? How many people did I lose last year who are not here? When God shows up, do not be afraid. I woke up to don't sign the contract to reading in God's word. Do not be afraid. You see, sometimes, you know, the piper comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has come to give us life. And the fact that his promise came down, he sent his promise, and his promise became flesh. Do not be afraid. When God shows up in your life, do not be afraid. See, God has a blessing for you. See, in my dream, I could have signed that contract, and there's no telling what would have happened. Praise the Lord. That in that vision, that spiritual realm, that dream realm, that what I experienced, I woke up saying, don't sign it. I don't know about you, but I'm not signing that. This is not right. See, I want you to understand God has a blessing for you. Don't give away your inheritance. Don't give away your inheritance. Do not. Think like Jacob and Esau, right? Do not give away your inheritance for food. Don't give away your inheritance for sex. Don't give away your inheritance for popularity. Don't give your inheritance up to be number one follower on Facebook. Don't give away your inheritance. God has a blessing for you with your name on it. And you don't have to sign a contract. He sent his son, hallelujah, to die on the cross to give you hope. So in this season of hope, don't give up. That's right, auntie. Don't give away your inheritance. Whatever God has blessed you with, oh, let's come over here. We're going to use your words. Let's do this. And they have total control. No. You do what it is that God has called you to do. God has given you the means. God will open up the doors. You don't have to go through anyone else except God. And God will open up that door. He will give you the vision. He will make a way that doesn't seem to be no way. He will make that place that looks rugged, make that thing straight. God will, he don't have to take you around. He can take you through it, over it, under it, whichever way. God will make a way. See, God has a blessing for you. And then let's listen to this. God answers prayers. I praise God for the prayers of my mother. I praise God for the prayers of my grandparents. I praise God for the prayers of my great-grandfathers, pastors, preachers. I praise God for the prayers of the saints. See, God answers prayer. I'm going to tell you this. Don't be afraid. You see, when they were out there in that hill, it says, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. Listen to this. The hope had been fulfilled. The prayers had been fulfilled. Jesus Christ was born. That's the whole message of this season. As Christians, in believing in Christ, believing that he, the Savior, Emmanuel, God with us, came to the earth. He was born. Our hope. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. See, God answers prayer. See, God answers prayer, and he will move in the time that he decides that he wants to move, and not any sooner. Lord, give me your grace. Lord, give me your grace. What should we do? What should we do with this? What should we do? How should we act? How should we live? Don't sign that contract. Don't sign the contract. Whatever that contract represents to you. Don't sign the contract. Keep your faith in God. You don't have to sell your soul to, excuse me, the world. You don't have to sell your soul to anyone who's trying to get you to do things so you can get ahead and doing what you feel like you want to do and get in life. See, people do sell their souls to get ahead. And that's another subject. But God's like, don't you sign it. Listen, guys. Judge the book by its fruit. Look at people's fruit. People say a good game. They will ghost you in a second. I just learned what ghost means. I had no idea what ghosting meant. But they will ghost you in a second. But look at the fruit. Don't come back what that person did. Look at the fruit of the person who's telling you. Is that person a busybody? Is that person always in everybody else's business? They come and tell you this? Look at people's fruit. But don't sign that contract. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Yeah. Where's your fruit? Yeah, you got, so this, for those who came on, I had a vision or a dream. One of my spiritual aunts said it was a vision, and it was like a Pied Piper. He was like a Pied Piper, right? A group of us were following him everywhere. We were following him. And by the end of it, you know, he's saying some shady stuff. And I'm like, this guy not godly. Then next thing you know, he was like, okay, here's a contract. And then in my dream and vision, a contract falls up. Everybody has pens. He's like, sign the contract. And I woke up to, don't sign it. I told him, don't sign it. Something fishy about this. And I heard, and I said, don't sign it. And I woke up saying, don't sign it. And God led me to Luke chapter 3, verse 10, which was, what should we do then? He told me to go 3:10, but when I opened up my Bible, I actually opened it up to Luke chapter 2, verse 10, that says, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy that will be for all the people. See, listen to this. Don't be afraid. What should we do? Don't sign the contract. Watch the things that you say. Watch the things that you speak out of your mouth. Watch the things that you are saying that are binding you to the enemy. You're talking bad about people, slandering people's names, doing all that stuff. You're making a contract with the devil. That's not godly. You say, I will never forgive that person. You bound yourself. I'm never going to get out of here. Guess what? You bind yourself. But even at the beginning of the year, thank you, Lord. At the beginning of the year, I told you guys, I saw like that, the vision of like the cage and the door is open. The chains are not holding you back. You've got to want to get out of that cage. You're free to do what God has called you to do. The enemy will say, you got to stay in that thing. And the door is open. And you're not chained anymore because he's freed you. But don't sign the contract. You know, walk out of that cage because you can't walk out. Don't sign that contract with those words, with that unforgiveness. And then, honestly, that Pied Piper, who did that Pied Piper represent? The thief, angel of darkness, devil, and someone or something that you trust, but you got to look at the fruit. The word of God says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will what? Flee. He will what? Flee. But you got to do what? Draw yourself. Draw yourself, draw yourself, draw yourself, draw yourself, draw yourself to God. You know, one thing, guys, you know, in this season, also do unto others as you have them do unto you. I know I said before, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Do that. But you know, guys, take hope in this season. Take hope in this season. When God took me back to Luke chapter 2, verse 10, take hope in this season. Don't be afraid. Because guess what? That's not the end of the story. You might have gotten off track. You might have been following the pie pipe, but don't sign that contract. Come back to your senses. Lord, help me. And do what it is that God's called you to do. But he's given us hope. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Jesus Christ was born. So you might have found yourself out of God's will, and you might feel like, I almost signed gave my inheritance away because of unforgiveness, because I'm following something that I'm thinking is God, but it's not God. Or I'm following someone. No, look at the fruit. That praise God. I praise God. So it's like, something's not right here. Then next thing you know, boom, this contract. And whatever that represents for you guys, whatever that contract represents for you in your life, whatever that contract, let me tell you this, guys. I walked away from a recording contract to do what God has called me to do. I walked away from it because at that moment, that time, God told me, it's time for you to walk. I've called you to do my ministry. It's taken 20-something years. But here I am, and God's opening that door. Where's your fruit? But don't sign that contract. It'd be a music contract. Whatever that contract is with devil, I'll give you this. No, nothing is worth selling your soul, your job, relationships, connections. It's not worth selling your soul. Casting couch. Yeah, I said it. It's not worth selling your soul. God will make a way where there seems to be no way, but our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. But that's not the season. This is the season we're talking about right now, is recognizing that he was born to give you hope. And thank God for the blood. Thank God for the birth. Thank God for his birth. Prayers were answered. Hope given. You might have lost your way. You might have a pen in your hand. You might have almost signed the contract. But yet, perhaps you have signed the contract. Repent. Repent. It's on you. Get aligned with God. Don't be afraid. What should we do then? Follow the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, your mind, with everything that's within you. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. And take hope. Take hope. God's promise was birthed into the world. So I woke up to don't sign it. To looking at this message and saying, you know, take hope, don't be afraid. Perhaps there's some things in your life that you're working through, you're working on, and the Lord is working with you. Don't be afraid. God will bring you through whatever it is that you are going through. Whatever he's called you to do, don't take shortcuts. Let me tell you this, God can do it. And he sent his son into the world. And during this season, we're celebrating his birth. So there's hope. No, I didn't sign a contract. No, I did not sign the contract. Don't sign the contract. What should we do then? Let's turn back to God. Let's praise God. Let's worship the King. And praise God that he came. Praise God that those prayers were answered. And our Savior was born. Hope this message blessed your hearts. But if you got anything, don't sign the contract. What should we do then? Repent. And take joy. Repent. Align with God. Do what God's calling you to do. Align with him. And go ahead and do what it is that he's called you to do. Don't sign the contract. God will make a way. Some of you guys have been praying. You've been praying, Lord, Lord, I need answers. I need answers. And God says, Don't shortcut. Get something quick. That's not of God. Don't sign the contract. Don't speak negatively on people. What goes around comes around. Integrity, character. I praise God for hope. Perhaps you might say, Lord, I fell off. I've been believe in this person over here, but that person's gaslighting me, and now I'm out here. God says, come on. Jesus Christ is born. That's why he was born. Let's worship him. Let's thank God for his birth, for Jesus sending the answered prayer. But don't sign the contract. It's not worth it. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? I want to go through all this and not hear him say, well done. I want to hear him say, well done. And guys, you know, I'm approaching this first week. You know, since my mom's been gone, well, she's here a year ago today, approaching it. But I praise God for grace. For grace. Life is not the same, but God never changes. Don't sign the contract. Trust the Lord, trust the process, and do what God has called for you to do. Don't sign that contract. Whatever that contract and that Pied Piper, guys, pay attention to the people you're connected with and the things that they're promising you, and then look at their seed. And ask the Lord to give you spiritual discernment to look at their hearts so you can feel their heart and know if their heart is right toward you and toward God. I want to say God bless you. Continue to pray for a ministry, Fire Hearts Ministries. I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life. I'm so excited. A lot of things I'm working on and I will be able to share soon. But I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you for those who've shown interest in my music. Check me out on iTunes. Just look for G. Wright, my book, Poet's Heart. Look for that on Amazon under Reverend Dr. G. Wright. And I want to say God bless you. God bless you immensely. And I pray that you guys are keeping your thoughts and your prayers. Thank you, LaShawn. God bless you. You know, and I pray for those who have lost loved ones within this past week. And at the beginning, I said, well, couple two of my friends lost an aunt and a mother. So pray for them. I'm not going to give the names. I'll let, you know, since I just happened to say a prayer for that family. And I just pray for those who are going through in this season. Don't have to sign the contract. If God said it, he will do it. Trust him and trust the process. I'd rather wait and have what God wants for me rather than sell my soul. Someone who doesn't really even have the power. God bless you. I hope you guys were encouraged tonight. Thank you. I appreciate your prayers. Be encouraged and have a good night. Please let me know, guys, how did this message touch your heart tonight? Did God answer any prayers? What did God speak to you about what you just now heard today? And I pray that you guys are blessed. I pray that you continue to pray for me as I pray for you guys. And let's spread love. Let's spread hope, joy this Christmas. Take heart. Take joy. Take joy. Jesus Christ is born. We have hope. You have hope. Don't sign that contract. God bless you. Have a good night, guys. And I look forward to seeing you guys again really soon.